Macmillan Audio presents The Western Trail by Ralph Compton. Read for you by Scott Sowers. Author's Foreword. In the aftermath of the Civil War, cash-starved Texans turned to the only resource they possessed in abundance, longhorn cows. 5 million of them, wild or nearly so. Much of the western part of the nation was still designated as territories, including New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, Dakota, Idaho, Utah, and Oklahoma. The rails reached Abilene, Kansas in 1867. Despite the hazards of trailing longhorns across some 300 miles of Indian territory, it was the Texas trail driver's only access to the railroad. Charles Goodnight was the first Texas cattleman to see the advantages of blazing a new trail, to winter his herd on Virgin Range in New Mexico and Colorado, to seek more lucrative markets. While Goodnight needed money, he saw beyond that immediate need. In these sparsely inhabited, isolated territories, he saw the need for breeding stock and the potential for a cattle empire. The opening of the Western Trail finished what Goodnight had started. It ran northerly from San Antonio across south-central Texas, skirted the border of Indian Territory, and, bearing a bit to the west at Fort Dodge, struck out for Ogallala, Nebraska. The Northern Leg continued.